Hey, we're back.
We're back. Wow. That teleportation device. I don't feel like my electrons came back correctly.
It's okay. I think I got your electrons. Just, I feel twice as electronic.
Well, no. It's because I was struck by lightning, I'm sure. But
well, it's got to cleans up the stuff.
You got struck by lightning?
Do you not remember this conversation from last segments?
No, you got struck by lightning between now and then?
No.
No.
Oh, I was going to say, where was
I? But the machine takes your takes you down to your subatomic level and then transports you out and then reassembles you.
Right. Kind of like what happens when I have a really good pizza or really good pasta and some red wine.
Yes.
That's it breaks up into little white particles and dissipates throughout the room.
My subatomic level. Everything's affected. I'm Italian and Irish. What can I say?
Are you related to Trinity Wade at all? Anyway. It is lies. It is lies. Anyway.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. So, what are you talking
about? You should Google Trinity Wade.
I'm going to look this up right now.
All right.
And I will smack you like a bad donkey.
We are having unprotected poetry right now.
I just found out my mother's listening.
Oh, hi, Bob. We're having
I literally did just find out my mother's listening. That's hilarious.
Nice. All right, so we are going uncensored. This is going to be the After Dark segment. You do not have to do adult poetry. However, if you want to, you're welcome to. We're also going to double this as a return engagement. We're kind of smashing them all into one. It's a big mix up here. Give us a call, 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766 for whatever's about to happen. I'm sorry, Mom.
God have mercy on our souls. One of the greatest, I keep lists, top 10 lists of what I like, drummers, guitarists, music. One of the top 10 most underrated rock operas ever.
Mm.
Flash Gordon with Queen doing this.
You think that was one of your top 10 underrated rock operas?
Yes.
That's a niche list, man.
That is a huge niche list.
Would that be right next to the Highlander?
I don't know. I kind of have. I have a list of overrated rock operas, and
I do. Have
they're all on there. Too.
No, no.
Quadrophenia.
But you are right. Yes,
Quadrophenia is well overrated.
Well overrated.
However, same band, Tommy is one of the best rock operas.
You know, Tommy was actually one of the ways I learned how to play guitar, and I didn't know until afterwards that my father learned guitar playing to Tommy.
Wow. As well. Yeah. Good coincidence.
That is interesting.
That is really interesting. Hmm.
All right. So we've got some more posts lined up for you. And we're kicking this segment off with a brand new caller. Shiny, sparkling, unworn, low mileage. She is Patricia from Oklahoma.
Wow.
Patricia, are you with us?
Yes.
Hey, you're on the air. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, welcome to our show. How did you hear about us?
Well, I've been a poet for years, and I believe that it was someone through the Starlight Cafe that has directed me here.
Oh, nice. Very cool. I like the Starlight. That's where I started my poetry run on, on the internet after it was bulletin board systems.
Uh-huh.
So, do you have a poem you'd like to share with us?
I do. I have several, matter of fact, if I can. But I had some great grandparents that started some churches in Tennessee, and I found old photographs of them, so I wrote about them.
Okay, Patricia, we also do only one phone call per phone call.
Okay.
So, but I would love to hear from you next week, and we do a few segments. I would love to hear some more of those poems as time progresses, okay?
Okay.
So what do you have for us tonight?
I walked into a church in Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I walked into a church and I looked around. I could feel the spirit all around. I was in Tennessee. I fell to my knees. There was a woman there. She helped to lift me from my knees, and she said to me, "I've been watching you grow inside of this church since the day you were born. I knew one day that you'd return back to me." I began to cry, and she said to me, "You'll always be welcomed in this church. It's the church that your grandpa built for you and me." and he knew no matter how far you strayed, you'd always return back to me. You may return broken on your knees, but this is when God sees. He begins to release you from sin's grip with ease, and you feel the power of the Holy Spirit like a fresh light breeze. At that moment, all time freezes. The moment you walked back into church and you fell on your knees.
Patricia, I'm actually still on Starlight. Are you friends with Mr. J. Todd Underhill from there?
Yes.
Aha. Oh, I'm glad we're friends. And please call our show back next. I want to hear more of your work on the air.
Okay. I would love to.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Patricia. We look forward to hearing from you.
And you can follow me at Poetry from the Heartlands of America .com.
Oh, okay. We will do that.
Okay.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That was Patricia on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio.
After dark.
After dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Party's going on now.
So let's try that again. A little less herky-jerky motion. You're listening to World Poetry After Dark. Much better. So it still works with the spring.
Oh, that spring is no match for my powers.
You know, they make pills for that.
God. Then I asked for a radio show. I didn't want to get too specific. But can you give me competent people that are somewhat sane, please?
Oh, I think they must have mixed up insane people and incompetent people together.
Insane and incompetent. Yes. Hi, guys. How are we?
We're all right.
I'm sorry. I was praying in the middle of the show.
It's all right.
We do have another poet online from Michigan. It's the second time tonight. Please welcome Chris. Right.
We have another poet online from Michigan. It's the second time tonight. Chris.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air. How you doing, brother?
Pretty good, actually. Since you didn't go into the second reading on the first trip, I had the choice between doing one that I wanted to read because I didn't hear the haiku master, or something warm. So I'm going to do the one because I didn't hear the haiku master.
That sounds great.
Anyway, once upon a time, I was circling 70 miles off the island of Crete in the Med, waiting to go in and rescue the losers. Unluckily, we didn't have to go in. We just lost our minds on our own while we waited. Week after week after week after week. So, this is Three Senrus, and I'll tell you when they start. Coffee is for the later moments, while you think on your sins of the day, and the ones you'll commit after you put down that empty mug of ambrosia. There's something about 3 and 4 day old coffee. It talks back with two'd so damn clearly, you know? But the pick reminded me of a mushroom cloud. And here they start. It wasn't thunder. Damn. Nowhere to go or be. So I just sit and wait. I want an ice cream. Double dip cone. Chocolate. It figures somehow. Does it have to hurt when God touches you? Always. The hard questions. Sigh. That was 3.
Very well done, my friend.
And that was Atomic.
I like that.
Yeah, it was one of those wild ass trips.
I've been on a few of those in my living room.
There were a lot of us at one time or another.
Yes.
But that was the thought. And since I didn't hear the Haiku Master, I had to put something in for you guys.
That was great. It was great. Thank you.
Well done. Thank you.
Y'all take care, guys. Have a good one.
We'll hear from you next week, brother.
I'll see if I can give it a try.
All right. That was Chris.
Catch you then.
That was Chris on World Poetry Open Mic. The next. Oh, wait.
After dark.
Wait. What happens if we do this? The next evolution in After Dark.
Otherwise known as the next day.
Wow.
Entertain us, you slow-witted oaf.
Yes. Yes, totally.
After dark comes the next day, which is the next. Never mind.
Yes, I'm right there with you, Michael.
Okay. All right.
Don't worry.
So, from Michigan, we're going to head out to New York. Please welcome Lorraine.
Hey, guys, I apologize. Will it kill the mood if I'm not too crude? Seriously.
It will not kill the mood, he said.
Was that your poem? Because that rhymed a little bit. I'm kidding.
Which one?
Just, never mind. Oh, yeah. I'm messing around.
Just give us
That's
the thoughts
okay.
within
your
head.
Is that half squatch or mic?
You know, many women have said that exact same phrase.
All I know is I love your voice.
It's after dark! What do you want me to say?
Well,
yeah, there are days for dorks, too, you know.
My wife is emphatic. You can have my voice. Anything else you have to pay for.
I love the way you read, and I have to send something in and get you to read it one day, you know, Broadview or something. Anyhow, I won't take up your time or those who have the appropriate stuff. This is borderline. Actually, it's still PG. The good stuff is in the other room. I didn't get it. Tusk Distrust is the name of it. It's short.
All right.
You are the elephant in the room, followed by the guy with the broom. Impossible to ignore when you come through the door. And so, conversation stops when you make your entrance. If I could read your mind, what is it that I'd find? Anything to cure my funk, or is that trunk just full of junk? And what does Gray really say? That life's a circus, come what may? Performing's not all it's cut out to be? How about a private performance for me?
Very well done.
The trunk is full of junk.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity again. I'll study, I promise.
No. That's fine. We'll be talking, you know, this week online, and then hopefully we'll hear from you next week as well.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. And have a great week, guys, all of you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry. What's that you're holding in your hand? After dark.
It's a way that I use to meet women. You want to read it out loud? So I hold this up. Generally, I'm talking to someone else. And I hold it up.
Okay.
The first part says,
I am a magician, crossed out. I am a musician, crossed out. Guitarist. Crossed out.
In capitals. And then
finally, in capitals, rock star in search of groupies.
And then it says over.
For sexual gratification of my ego, please say yes.
All right.
I cannot believe how successful this is. I'm totally kidding.
No. I can't imagine it would be. Only with the vapid women.
I have a dare for the evening.
Only with the vapid women.
Okay.
And Mike's holding his mouth. All right, so... Now, as a general rule, you and I spend a lot of time doing different live shows. When we go to karaoke, you never give a drunk person a microphone. When we did professional wrestling, you never gave a drunk person a microphone.
Yeah. That's very true.
However, in poetry, it's kind of an expected condition. Please welcome from Kentucky, he is Philip.
Howdy.
Howdy. Welcome aboard.
Well, thank you so much, and I just wanted to tell you, you fellers, you sound pretty good at singing and a strumming there.
Thank you. That was mainly Michael.
Mr. Amidi? Well, nice voice, sir. You carry it well.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. And I just wanted to ask, I have two poems here, and I only have brought two here simply because I wanted to make sure the F word is allowable at this time at night.
Yes, it is. And
for this segment, yes, it is allowable, but we do only do one poem per phone call.
I understand. I just wanted to have a backup in case the F word wasn't allowed.
It's always good to have a backup. Very well done.
Yes, it is. Well, the thing is, when I posted this on my Facebook page, the whole poem was reduced to that one word. So,
oh, yeah.
all right, good deal. I'm glad I got the green light. So the poem is titled Notes Taken on Bar Napkins While Waiting for My Favorite Call Girl. And here it goes. Auburn light autumnal falls along harvested fields, emblem of a wholesome season, found among our words, silence. I wait patiently for your return upon an unmarked stone where I will etch our epitaphs. My pulse throbs inside your love with inaudibly felt iambics of tantric patience. I unfold fragile pages with clumsy, meaty fingers that are best suited for pounding hot iron, a blacksmith of unforgettable suck and sorrow. One day you'll turn toward my shadow where once I whispered secrets about all that's sacred and profane. Beyond silhouettes of a bridge unknown, I walk among the horizon's tightrope. Beside idle shores, a boy with a feverish forehead throws dead animals into waters where a reflected universe undulates. I follow the sun the way you worship false deities. I chisel names into stone with voodoo devotion. Pebbles fallen from Sisyphus's palms. I hurl my savagery at the heavens, where simultaneously requesting forgiveness. And there it is, gentlemen.
Philip, with as much as I razz you doing your intros and everything, I have to say you are truly a gift to hear on our show.
Well, you make me blush, and I'm so happy that I've met you fellows, and it's really a nice support for a lot of people out there that, you know, maybe not get a lot of attention otherwise. You know, I've been quiet for 20 years. I've only recently been sharing my stuff, so you guys have been a blessing. So I really appreciate it, and thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, Philip.
Cheers.
We look forward to next week already.
Right, indeed.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic. The next, what? No, after Dyke.
Like butter.
Smooth like butter.
We need to get more poetic with our praise.
Try it again.
All right. So that was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic after Dyke.
Much better. Thank you.
I love it. It's like shotgun radio imaging.
Nothing violent there. No hate speech there, friend.
Nothing. Dance.
Pull.
Dance, poet. Dance.
Pull.
Oh. This is how we do it.
Actually, you have to do it the other way around.
Oh, wait, we do it the other
right.
one?
Pull! No. Shotgun and then cock it.
And it is after
dark. There you go.
So, okay, we got other poets. Thank God.
We can't go off the rails yet.
We're almost done. We're so close.
We've made it through the week. This has been a hectic week. I got to share with you guys. It's been pretty fast paced. So, venting off a little steam, we are getting our After Dark on. Please welcome from Connecticut. She is Barbara.
Barbara,
maybe.
Barbara, are you there?
Hello, guys.
Hello, and welcome to our humble show that has gone off the rails.
Well, I thought maybe just because this is After Dark that I'd read, but I think I read it. Do you remember I read Connection? I don't know if you've ever heard.
I don't know. I'll probably know about halfway through the poem, but go ahead and read it anyway.
Well, I'm going to read it because, let's see. Okay. It's called Connection, and it definitely belongs After Dark, so. Your lips formed an electrical connection to mine, both above and below, and I dreamed of your lips slipping slowly down my body, creating a spark that needed to be fired, and at last your fingers slipped easily into my warm, moist, dark, secret place, and then you replaced them with your warm, welcoming presence, hard and persistent. We locked together, linked like puzzle pieces, both lips open to you, tongue searching as we move together. My other lips tight around your explorer as you guided it further and further into my welcoming body until it reached its goal and we both released in a giddy fireworks of ecstasy.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I thought I ought to make it really after dark.
Well, yeah. I mean, you kind of raised the temperature of the room just a little bit with that one. It kind of got steamy in here.
Good. That's what I planned to do.
Very well done.
That's what poetry should do. It should move you. Right?
That's very true.
No matter what vein, if it's darkness, if it's emotional, if it's erotic, you know, it should evoke that
in every
emotion.
Way, right? Right. Right?
It should move you. It's like Metamucil, really. It should move you.
That was the Metamucil of poetry. Yes, Michael, that's exactly where you're going with that.
Yes.
Anyway, it's a great show tonight, guys.
Barbara, thank you very much for calling our show, and thank you for being a ardent supporter
can I,
of our
yeah,
show.
Can I, thank you. And can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Philip's going to be on my show.
Oh, thank yeah. You. Definitely plug that.
Remind everybody.
I don't want Michael getting mad at you. So you do this show called Red River Radio, Tales from the Pages.
Thank you.
And Philip, one of our callers, is going to be on your show. When is that going to happen?
That's going to happen. I'll tell you exactly. It should be June 28th, but I'm just going to make sure. It could be earlier if my calendar would ever get...
That would be June 25th, all right. Probably.
25th, right. It's 25th, yeah.
All right.
June 25th, and it's a Thursday, and it's from 4 o'clock Eastern time, so it's your time, 2 o'clock.
Well, my wife and daughter are going to be very busy that day, but I have the Friday, Saturday, Sunday after that free, and I'm going to be listening to the rebroadcast on that because I'm looking forward to it.
It should be fun. I have another guy named Joey. He calls himself Joey Giggles. He has a radio show, too. And so it should be really interesting. Okay?
With the internet, who doesn't have a radio show anymore?
Joey Giggles.
Everybody has a radio show.
Our technical producer has his own damn show.
You know who doesn't?
No, really. I never thought that I'd have a radio show. But I'm not only do I have a show, but now I got onto this. You guys make, well, you don't need guests, but it's called Radio Guests. Freedy Radio Guest, I think it's called, and I put myself on their board, and I had so many people that were just dying to be on the show.
Well, can you share that link with me? Because I'm actually thinking about starting another podcast/radio show,
I will.
And I would love to have that.
I will. It's a great place to go, and it's all free, and they start, They give you all this information. They send you people, really excellent people to interview. So you'd be interested, okay?
That sounds good.
Okay. So have a great week, and I will put that on your...
just you want private message me it.
Yeah. Okay. All right, great.
Awesome.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. After dark. See, now the branding works both ways.
That's true. Yeah. It's true.
And, the same could be said for After Dark. So you can brand her on one cheek and you brand... Anyway, we're not going to go there.
Dark.
Ooh.
So.
All right.
There are 50 shades... Anyway, I'll say that.
Wow. Later. Save it for later, yeah. Please.
We're 50 actually shades are done.
That's on... No, we got one more. So, that's on the poem that I'm working on my... poetry pad right now is that line, and I almost let it slip out, but I'll save it. All right. So we're going to go from one radio host to another radio host. Please welcome from San Antonio, she is Gypsy.
Hi, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Well, the Gypsy poet is calling in this evening because she wants to read a piece to you guys. You guys are the best. I gotta give it to you. You guys run the best show when it comes down to open mic poetry reading. The best. The best, the best, the best. I'll say it again, you guys are the best.
Thank you. You know, I don't get into
Gypsy,
the competition
thing. Gypsy, you big
thing.
Flirt.
Yes, you big flirt.
Where do we send the wine and the flowers? Where am I picking you up next week? Where are we going?
To the Majestic.
To the Majestic. Wonderful. And maybe a Taco Bell afterwards?
He's sparing no expense on your dates.
Oh, wait, I'm paying?
Yeah. No, she's paying.
Yeah.
I want you to know.
You would love that.
Oh, yes, I would.
Seriously, yeah. I don't get into the competition about who's the better poetry open mic. We just try to put on the best platform possible for all the poets.
Oh, I know. And it works, too, every time.
Thank you. So you have a poem you'd like to share with us?
Oh, yes, I do. You're going to love this one. This one's called Hourglass. Okay, and it's from my first volume called Voice Over Time. And you can find it in bookstores everywhere. And here it goes. It goes like this. The curvy orbs that tell us the time based on how much sand sinks into the other. It reminds us of the limits we put on ourselves when it comes to life. The hourglass is an awe to look at and an awesome reminder of time's great value. While time is valuable and every second matters, we shouldn't forget to let ourselves live either. End poem.
Now, Gypsy, you and I are friends on Facebook, and you've been posting some exciting news recently. You have a website, don't you, that just launched?
Well, it's I'm in the process of launching it. What's going on is I'm actually taking my podcast and my social media outlets and the articles that I've written for online magazines across the country on both sides of the U.S. And I'm actually going to be putting all my articles in this little section called the Underground and of the website. And what it's about is all my writings of bands that I write for interviews and reviews for Punk Globe magazine, and I'm going to have some snippets from Steel Notes magazine on the East Coast. And there's also going to be some fun tidbits about some of my influences in that section of the website. But it's an exciting interactive website that my picture in the middle and everything else just kind of surrounds the photo, and I'm using the what I like to call the Hollywood starlet photo because I'm a huge fan of old films, old movies, and anything that was popular from the 20s all the way possibly to the mid 80s, pretty much. And yes, I am a James Bond freak.
Nice.
And you're gonna see, see all of these elements in there.
Totally.
So yeah,
awesome,
beautiful. So
absolutely.
Where do they go to the website again?
The link is thegypsypoet.net, and it's going to be launched, yes, and I will give you guys a heads up when it's going to be up live very soon, so they're still constructing it, and my third book of poetry is now picked up by Distanium Publishing in New York, and let's see, what other fun and exciting news? Oh, yes, and of course, Gypsy Poet Radio is also going to be added to the website. There's going to be a feed there with all the shows. And this coming week, I have this wonderful young man who's a country music singer by the name of Joshua Morningstar. So I'll have him featured as well.
Nice. So if your publisher is looking for another poet, I actually have one complete edition in the can ready to go. And trust me, that's where I store them, is in the can. Anyway.
Oh, my Lord. Really?
Yes.
Let them know that I'm definitely interested in going the publication route. I've self-published three volumes now.
Three.
So.
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I will give you the person that you're going to go to. His name is Don Odom, and he's president and CEO of Distanium Publishing. I say he's the best because he's worked with just about every publisher on the market there is, and now they're calling him for his revolutionary ideas. So I got to give it to him. He's an amazing, amazing human being.
Beautiful. So, I will read the recording for his contact, and I will look him up. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
You have a beautiful evening.
You too. You too.
That was Gypsy Poet on World Poetry Open Mic. After Dark. I almost did it again.
I'm like, which tagline am I doing right now?
I love that. It's that pause.
Yeah.
It's like the next rock Dean Martin After Dark.
No, the Jerry Lewis of After Dark. All right, so you guys have your choice of erotic poetry, one that I've done already on the show, or one that I wrote during the onslaught that I called National Poetry Month.
Okay. Let's
you're the dung of poetry. The Stalingrad of poetry.
This was not really designed as an erotic poem, but it can be taken kind of that way. But
I have poems like that.
This is entitled Candy. And the prompt for the contest was picking out certain flavors listed and going with it. So I went this direction, and it was like complete left turn. I gaze into her butterscotch eyes, getting lost as she gazes right back. The beauty that could be to my demise, but by nature doth wholly attract. Life with her would never be at all like peaches and cream, never to be set again free from this nightmare and dream. Her caramel hair with delicious sheen makes me want her so much more. A more beautiful vision there has not been, this tantalizing temptation I've come to adore. Her chocolate skin, soft and smooth, reminds me of an angel's hand and has got me into her groove, and none of this by me was planned. I turn away and deny myself this delight, which for a man like me is just fine and dandy. Something about it was fitting and right, that her working name was Candy. Thank you. So
excellent.
Should I do one more just to wrap out the evening?
No.
We're done.
I have something.
And you're going to show it to us during the After Dark segment? No, thank you.
It's Fun Fact Friday.
Oh, yeah.
This is more appropriate during the main show.
Yeah, I know. I totally forgot. I'm sorry.
Well, that other one that I sent you was more appropriate for After Dark.
The other one you sent me?
About Earth.
About Earth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Should I do that one? Buy you time? All right. So, while he's loading this up, I actually sent him a Fun Fact Friday knowing that it was After Dark. And this is actually a true statement. 63 Earths can fit into into Uranus.
There you go.
Yes.
Uranus. How many? Whose anus? Not mine. How would you know?
I read all the bathroom walls around town.
That's not me.
I know what your burner phone number is, and yes, it is you.
When I go to Burning Man, is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Yes, totally.
All right.
So, Fun Fact Friday. Ready?
Okay, this the real Fun Fact Friday.
All right. The first donut machine was invented in New York during 1920 by a man named Adolf Levet.
Of course.
A refugee from Russia. Levet's donut machine was a huge hit, causing donuts to spread like wildfire.
The bubonic plague of pastries.
By God, sir! A marvel!
That's amazing.
It is.
So we can blame the Russians for donuts.
It's donut.
Or thank them.
It's National Donut Day.
National Donut Day. I actually had two today.
Oh, is it really?
That's why.
Yeah. I had.
Dude!
Hey, I had my
first Krispy Kreme ever today.
Wow. Your first one ever?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
But then we had real donuts after that. So.
Okay. All right. I'm good now. I've done my Fun Fact Friday.
That was a good one.
All right.
All right. Here's another fact. The show is over.
That is a fact. So, again, for Michael, myself, and JT, we want to thank you for tuning in. We urge you to tune in next week and tell your friends about us. Robert Mordlin, good night, wherever you are.